Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Matthew 16:13. Jesus often called himself the Son of Man. One day he asked his disciples this question, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" The disciples answered, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." Matthew 16:14. Jesus liked to call himself the Son of Man more than any other title, such as Son of God, Son of David, Master, Rabbi, Lord, King, Christ, or Messiah. It's Son of Man that we find most frequently on Jesus' lips when he speaks of himself. Why such a surprising and unusual expression? For Jesus is God of all eternity. He was at the beginning of all things. Everything in heaven glorifies his name. And yet, Jesus chose to become a simple man, a simple son of a human being, born of the Virgin Mary. It's what matters most to him. His absolute humility is his glory. He took the form of a simple human, even a servant of men. He brought himself down to the humblest condition to raise up the one whose condition is the most humble. He denied himself of God's glory so that we would no longer be deprived of that glory. My friend, Jesus took the fall for us, like a rose trampled on the ground, as the lyrics express in this beautiful song, Above All. You'll find the link for this song in today's email. Yes, Son of Man is Jesus's most glorious title. The Son of Man had no place to rest his head on earth, but he can give eternal rest in heaven. The Son of Man was despised and suffered, but he gives comfort and peace. The Son of Man died on a cross, but all who believe in him have eternal life. Centuries before his coming, the prophet Daniel had a vision of the Son of Man. "I saw someone like a Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient One and was led into his presence. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so that people of every race and nation and language would obey him. His rule is eternal. It will never end, and his kingdom will never be destroyed." Daniel 7:13-14. God made himself the Son of Man so that all who believe in the Son can become sons of God. The infinite God became finite so that we might be freed from our own limited and finite nature. Would you mind please filling out a short 9-question survey about the series you've read this week, The Questions of Jesus? It will only take a few minutes. Thank you so much. Your thoughts and recommendations will help me know how to best reach people with Jesus' message and love. Please click on the link in today's email to fill out the survey.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.